Canadians, every time they hear a joke about Canada, they go to the doctor and get their feelings checked for free.
Channel Strider, that is not true.
Shiite Muslim, gonna die.
Oh my god, dude, attack! Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well kill one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh no!
Has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on.
I really hate you.
What the fuck is with this guy?
Paula has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me? God, no!
Negative Apex.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Sona doing?
Go, go, go! Kill him! Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge. You guys suck balls, man.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. I am your host, Lance, a.k.a. Sev, joined by my dashing co-hosts, Negative Apex, a.k.a. Josh. Yeah, you guys got me thinking about Rock Hard Penis. Damn it.
Channel.
We about to call Josh.
Rock Hard Penis.
We about to call Josh that.
No. Yes, I was, actually.
Negative Apex, the Rock Hard Penis.
Oh, my gosh.
And our show gets banned.
Josh. Oh, my God. Josh, a.k.a. Negative Apex. And
AKA
Ian.
A.k.a. Rock Hard Penis.
Yes, that's going to be it. Ian, oh my god. Okay, let's start this over. Everyone okay with that? Okay, all right, awesome. Negative Apex is Josh. Prowler is Ian. Oh, and guess what? We have a special new guest. Jeremy, a.k.a. Jeremy.
A.k.a. Strider.
A.k.a. Strider. Okay, I wasn't sure if you wanted to go by that name or not.
Get it right.
Because you played because you played Strider so much.
He strided her?
Straddled
oh
her.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
He strides into the podcast.
So, Jeremy, you're how old? 28?
30.
Okay, I'm Yikes. Sorry. You've been playing games for a very long time, correct?
Absolutely.
Would you say you are?
Since I was like six.
Since you were six?
Since you were six? What?
Since I was five, then.
Since he's been striding her.
Okay. Real quick. We have... since Jeremy is poor and can't afford headphones, we have to make sure we don't talk while he is talking. Because we're going to get major feedback.
Oh my god, buy some headphones.
He just wants all the attention.
Yes.
That's why he's saying that.
I have the power.
So, okay, yeah. So you'd call yourself a gamer. So you're fit to be on this show, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Echo.
Well, I mean, technically all you need is a rock hard penis to be on the show.
Oh my god, just drop it.
What if
gonna do the rock simulator in a second?
I know, that's why I'm bringing it up still.
Yeah,
what a good segue.
What a great segue. Love it. Yeah, so rock simulator. This is kind of, you know, we've mentioned before the age of simulators, it seems. Now we have rock simulator. What? This is actually a real thing. Has anyone watched the
Sadly.
Actual video? The trailer.
No,
wait, what? There's a trailer?
I saw Rock Simulator and went, nope, I'm not watching that.
Dude, I just saw pictures. I didn't know there was an actual trailer.
If you look at the link just below update, the PCGamer.com one, wants your money, there's a trailer on there. Go ahead and go watch that. Anyway.
Like what does it show? A rock?
It's like a super awesome Rock Simulator trailer. Super intense action. Michael Bay film action.
When I heard Rock Simulator, I was thinking like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. I was like, yeah! And then it was like, The Rock? Like, A Rock? Why?
Yeah.
So you get thrown in somebody's window, thrown in somebody's car, beat upside somebody's head. I don't get it.
I would totally want to play The Rock in a simulator. You just press A rapidly to cover yourself in baby oil.
Wow. I was not expecting you to go that direction. But that's one thing you all have to realize about our new guest. We have, unlike Josh, who the limit is set and he just takes it way further, this guy goes even further than that.
I'm the only sane person here.
So, oh, guys, Rock Simulator will be free to play.
What? Good, because I've always wanted to play Rock.
So, there's five levels. And there's plus five levels, guys.
Wow. There's multiple game modes.
Oh my god, you can standard. Circle the camera around the effing rock. Oh my god, the rock can fall down a hill. Jesus! And it has Oculus Rift support! It'll feel like the rocks are right in front of you!
So they have rocks. Oh my god. So they have multiple game modes: standard, rock and roll, and sandbox.
Rock hard. You mean there's no rock hard mode? I mean, come on. Rock hard. Like, I would totally have that as like hard mode,
hardcore mode, hard rock,
rock
mode.
Hard. So I'm just like doing
so
that. So
in our notes, it says they changed their goal from 5K, which is 5,000, to 500. Apparently, 5,000
was if you so
point that out. They need $500 to make a rock simulator. Guys, if you give me $500, I will mail you some rocks.
Well,
and you will have rock simulator.
If you look at the perks
tomorrow,
if you look at the perks, that's exactly what they'll give you. If you gave them $15, they'll give you a rock. They'll send you a rock.
You serious?
If you give them $30, they'll send you two rocks.
Oh my god, that's all. It's what I've always wanted, is two rocks.
And if you give them $50, they will send you three rocks and a special note with your name.
A note.
Can you imagine getting Dwayne Johnson in the mail?
Not a rock with your name on it, just a note with your name.
But I'm just saying, can you imagine getting a package and then Dwayne Johnson breaks out of the package?
Dude, are these developers like...
Okay, nobody gets
you
that.
You have a secret.
Are these developers like literally freaking high 24/7?
Can I pay money to throw rocks at the developers?
They should have that. Yeah.
I'd pay $50 for that.
Oh, no. Pay people to throw rocks at EA.
We'll get all biblical. And
did you mess up another launch? That's a big boulder coming your way.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure this originally was just supposed to be a joke. There's
dude, I don't even know, man. That trailer.
A joke?
Like, holy freaking effing crap, that does not look like a joke.
I mean,
this looks legit. This is somebody's
real
like goal in their life.
Yeah, really, they've said that they need the money to just cover the Steam Greenlight.
Now, Josh, I have to ask you a serious question. If you were on a stranded island and you had Rock Simulator or the Old Republic, which one would you pick?
I would probably play my Rock Hard Penis Simulator.
Well, there goes any of our
EA
sponsorships.
Oh my god, okay. Moving on.
Guys, if you want to give me $500, I will make a Rock Hard Penis Simulator.
That no. Like, no, you'd be arrested.
Oh my god. So, moving on.
That's
Rock
a better
simulator.
Game than this one.
So, yeah, if you're a fan of Goat Simulator, which Ian just picked up, so look out for his stream of Goat Simulator. So,
if you're a fan of Goat Simulator, you can be a fan of looking at rocks all day.
Don't
move
the goats.
Guys, you can move your camera around the rocks. You could roll the rock down a hill.
So moving on, Destiny, very popular game coming out, highly anticipated, has a very awesome voice actor attached to it, known none other than Peter Dinklage, who people will know him mainly from Game of Thrones.
Wow.
So he's voicing, I guess, an AI that accompanies you throughout the game. Correct? Like,
he's in the demo, man, if you ever watched the Destiny demo.
So Josh, I know you haven't heard this yet before, but I'm going to play a clip And we'll, you know, does he actually sound too robotic or not? Basically,
he's
this whole thing
freaking
is
AI.
Well, okay, is wait, it like wait. A is it like an AI like person AI like in a body or
he's
is it
like a
Cortana
a
AI?
He's a ball.
Okay,
AI.
Okay, he's a ball AI. Let's not go it with jokes there.
Okay, so I'm gonna play a clip so everyone can hear it. Everyone in our audience can hear it. And basically, the debate is: does he sound too robotic? Because
it's
basically,
a freaking AI.
Because basically, that's what beta users have said that they
Cortana is an AI.
So okay, here we go. Quiet.
All right, this time we go wherever we want. Nothing holding us back.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Back to the tower. We find them. We can help the city. I'm already detecting a few. The lair is up ahead, under that colony ship, just on the other side of all those devils. Fallen and Hive. Let's hope we can avoid the crossfire. Fallen are getting smarter. Like the entire system is wired to a... I'll work faster. Well, they sent the right team to handle this one.
All right, there you go.
That's like Lance's steam or mumble guy.
I thought you were going to say that's just Lance during the podcast.
So we talked about it a little bit before the show. What do you guys think? Is this too robotic? Does he need more personality?
I think he needs to be robotic because we have too many freaking AIs that are too likable and have too many much personality. It's an AI. It's artificial intelligence.
It's your companion. You want somebody you're going to like, not be really annoyed listening to.
No. I don't want Bungie to pull another good AI out of their butt.
Why?
Be like, oh, hey, look, this great companion is awesome. He's an AI. He's a great personality. No boobs, but he's a great personality. He's great.
Giant ball. So if you're into that. What? Anyway.
What?
Here's how I look at it. So he's most known for Game of Thrones, right? So he probably wanted to distance himself from Game of Thrones and come at it from a different perspective. So that he wouldn't be associated with that role for this game.
Yeah. Like, I still think it's like, hey, they told him, hey, can you be an AI, an artificial intelligence? He's like, yeah, sure. And they're going to come back to him and be like, hey, you were just too artificial. Could you, like, tone down the artificial and just be a person? Oh yeah,
dude,
because that way it wouldn't be an artificial intelligence.
Were you listening to that clip? It was like
look out for that truck. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh god,
I want that
truck is coming.
I'm tired of friendly AIs, dude.
Well,
I'm tired of it.
Here's my thing. It sounded like through all his voiceover that he didn't even like doing it. I'm wondering if it's actually the director telling him, I want you to speak like this, because it almost sounded
until he says anything.
Well, of course,
I mean, I don't know. It was like at points it was better and at points it was worse. Yeah. Like there was sections of it where he's a little bit better and it sounded more smooth, and then some parts where it was just god awful. So I mean,
he was forcing it.
If he can make that voice sound good, then yeah, but like I don't know. I mean, you can sound like a robot, but like not make it sound that bad, maybe.
Well, think about this. Cortana, okay, she doesn't sound like a robot at all. She just sounds like a normal person talking. But then think about GLaDOS and Claptrap. They sound like robots, but they still have personality.
That's true. Think of Claptrap. I mean, that's a really good example.
I mean,
I don't care. I like it. They should keep it.
What do you?
You want somebody going, oh God, a ship is coming in to kill you.
Yeah, because
I mean, like, seriously,
it's the same old thing in every game.
I mean, freaking
that's
Mumble doesn't
why.
Even sound that bad.
Yes, it wasn't that bad.
How about this? Let's see.
It had some human element, but it was mainly AI.
Jeremy, type in the enemies are coming in Mumble. Let's see how it sounds towards Mumble.
Channel, Strider, the enemies are coming.
The enemies are coming.
Strider, coming so hard.
Wow. If only, why do I have to have a male?
Yeah, man.
Because you're not married yet.
We all heard a woman say that, and you heard a male.
Negative Apex. M.O. That feels so good.
Wow. Okay, we're going to stop with the mumble.
Come out the way you wanted to.
Jeremy, did you say yes, you like it, or no, you don't?
Yeah, I mean, my perspective is I think it's a good thing that they make him sound more robotic, because just to distance himself from his role on Game of Thrones, you don't want to be playing this game and think, oh, it's, you know, Tyrion that's talking to me. So, you know, I think it's a good good move on their part.
So we have...
I mean, I'm not going to bash, like, the whole style. I think it could be done probably better.
You so we always have, think things can be done better.
Of course, that's why he's Negative Apex. So we have two people that think that it sounds
feelings.
Great.
I don't. I'll probably lean more negative than anything.
You're just doing that by default.
No pun intended.
So yeah. So basically, it doesn't really matter what we think at this point. Bungie's already come out and said that they've updated his voice.
to be more robotic. You're like, screw you.
It's like 5 seconds in between each word.
I can understand the want for a friendly Channel voice, but Strider, in all honestly,
2.0.
like, if I have an AI and during that time period, if some of the technology doesn't make sense, but we have this awesome AI, you know, I'm going to feel like the game's universe doesn't fit.
Well,
you know?
is the AI made by Earth, or is it made by the
sphere? I'm just saying, if you hear an AI, that's the first thing you're going to think of is a robotic voice. We've been trained to think of funny, haha, likable characters.
Wait a minute.
For money.
Think about Edie on Mass Effect 2. She is a very robotic voice, very monotone, just very normal voice.
Okay.
But she still has personality.
Are you talking about Trisha Helfer?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't use Trisha Helfer as an AI.
But she's playing an AI.
Because it's Trisha Helfer. It's like, you could get her to say anything and it sounds sexy.
No, I'm not talking about it sounding sexy.
I am getting an enema in 5 minutes. It sounds great. So just, you can't use that as an example. I'm sorry.
I disagree because she doesn't sound sexy at all.
She's voicing an AI. Nope.
Josh, gosh, Jeremy, you both played Mass Effect, right?
Yes, yeah, I understand. A little bit of Mass Effect.
Yeah, I mean, would you guys agree?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't played it in such a long time.
I'm just saying it'd be nice for an AI to actually be an AI for once.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm upset that it's Peter Dinklage that they're getting to sound so robotic.
Yeah, I mean, they could practically do anybody to sound like that.
But it's a moot point anyway, because they're updating his voice anyway, so... I'm not sure how they're doing it exactly, but they are going to change his voice in some way, shape, or form. Maybe
they're
going
to auto-tune it to make him sound more robotic.
They should just hire Stephen Hawking to do the voice.
Oh, that is so wrong.
Oh,
it's so bad.
So, World of Warcraft, the game, it's still around. God, it's like lingering on. Yes, it's, the game is still around.
Really? WoW's wrote? Still around,
coming out with a new expansion anyway. So this is kind of maybe a little old news. It's like a week old, but I don't care. This one player played or leveled up to level 80
90
leveled up to 90 without leaving the starting area, which
like
is
a boss.
Basically the
South
highest,
Park episode
where they were just going around killing boars
kill
the whole
more
time.
Boars
That's what this guy did. He went around the starting area, which has a max level of 10, level 10 creatures, and was killing them.
No. He once he ran out, once the creatures stopped giving him XP, he was doing mining and herbs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
to
right.
get XP. Because you keep getting that. XP from those.
So it took him 173 days.
4,164 hours mining and collecting herbs. Yeah, a shitload of herbs in mines.
Yeah, like I'm sure he was high as a kite, like all the time. I mean, if I had that many herbs, it'd be like, hey, yo, right? You want some
smoking
herbs?
24/7.
I got some platinum herbs right now.
Well, the funny thing is he started back in September of 2012, and he just finished this June.
I think if I did this, I wouldn't tell anybody.
No.
You know, like, oh, hey, guys, I played every day for, like, ever until today.
But really? not only just playing every day. He probably wasn't playing every day. Who knows? Anyway, he was playing so much, but just picking herbs and mining. That's it. Imagine just getting onto a game and spending your entire day just picking
okay.
herbs and
mining. Let me get this straight. He turned WoW into Farmville.
WoW was already Farmville. I'm not even kidding. In Mists of Pandaria, you can have a farm and you take care of it and grow crops. Not even kidding.
I want to farm marijuana.
Actually, I'll be perfectly honest. It was pretty fun. Anyway,
I'm far enough into the backwoods. I could start growing some marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
wait a minute. Is it legal in your state?
No.
No.
I'm far enough back in the woods, though. It's cool, bro.
Perfect.
So, EA, is this old news or can we still talk about this? You guys still like feel like we can talk about this? Yes? Okay, we're going to talk about it. Anyway, EA is passing the blame again. Battlefield 4, obviously, we all know, had been experienced a terrible launch. Glitches, internet problems, you name it. It was basically broken. EA basically came out and said that was unacceptable. They basically kind of said that it was DICE's fault. Ian, didn't you put this article on here?
I did what now?
Didn't you put this?
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you go ahead. And then
what else did they talk about? No, go ahead. I was going to segue to you
anyway. I was going to say, if we go by DICE's quality and awesomeness of making games, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
I mean, you can, all right, let's take an EA made game, The Sims. That game, every single launch has been riddled with bugs. Like, I think it was The Sims 3 launched, and people who pirated the game could play it like 3 days before people who bought it legit. It was like a huge bungle on EA. And then
that's not
like,
EA's fault.
No. The game wouldn't work. That wasn't, early access pirated. It was the game wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So the game wouldn't work for normal people, but for pirates, it would
basically
work.
Basically, like, I think what happened was, like, basically the people who pirated the game got it to work. And then put out the pirated version, whereas EA didn't get their game fixed for like 3 days. And then not even like mentioning that, like there's always been like, so my wife is like a big Sims player. There is always a ton of freaking like glitches and bugs and crap. Like not even like a couple months after release, it's like continuous. It's like, how long has freaking Sims 4 is coming out in the next couple months and there's still a ton of bugs in Sims 3? They don't make good games.
Well, I mean, EA pressuring their developers that they own to put out content.
Yeah. Well, basically what I brought up The Sims for is that's an EA game. You know, they make it.
And you guys all, I think you guys both got SimCity, right?
I didn't.
Yeah. God, that was awful. Yeah, so. I did, and I regretted it. Like, I totally should have never bought that game. But it's like, so for EA to like pass the blame on to DICE, who is a quality developer, just isn't cool because, like, I don't believe them, you know? It's... EA is very money hungry. They're always pushing their developers to get stuff out sooner and crap like that. And I don't believe it. I would blame EA in a heartbeat for Battlefield 4's failures.
Oh, no.
I was going to ask, is EA a publicly traded company?
It is.
So similar to like... what is it? Rockstar and Take Two. That's another publicly traded company.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe that is like their policy to push the games out as quickly as possible to keep showing, you know, revenue each quarter to keep the stock price up.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Because every time they have their meetings, their annual or quarterly meetings, yeah, they're gonna have to show that. But the funny thing is. Does anyone remember what the sales were for Battlefield 4? Like the initial, like launch sales? I don't think it was even that high.
I think it was decent. It wasn't bad.
Let me see if I can find it. But I mean, publishers have always, at least the big ones like Activision and EA and Microsoft, they'll push the developers to push this stuff out, like, especially if they're in competition with either another hit game or a console. Because I think, wasn't Halo 2 pushed so hard to beat the release of, I want to say it was actually a console. I think it was a PlayStation 2 or 3? No.
Talking about Killzone?
No, okay, maybe it was Killzone. Yeah.
Or SOCOM. Right. It was either one of those.
And I remember them admitting that they pushed that because they wanted to get that game out before that came out. And so the developers were like actually saying, like, this is why the game was so glitchy and bad, because we were rushed constantly. So it's not like...
Yeah, but now it's EA saying, oh, no, it's DICE's fault.
I'm going to look up the how much money they made actually,
which DICE make. We all know DICE makes good games. Like the past Battlefields have been excellent. You know, obviously they're gonna have some bugs and stuff, but Battlefield 4 has just had like an obscene amount of problems, and EA is gonna go, oh yeah, that's DICE, that's their fault, it's not us.
And EA has owned DICE for a while. This isn't like Battlefield 3, they started owning them. I'm pretty sure they own them back in Bad Company. The difference was EA didn't have their eyes on Call of Duty
at the time.
Yeah. So that's kind of the difference.
I was just Googling I was Googling the some information, and I stumbled across something that says it's an article put out from Battlefield Central, and it says that EA doesn't believe that Battlefield 4 had a bad launch.
Oh my god.
Now I'm thinking that they're meaning, obviously EA is taking this from a money perspective, how much money they've made, not how successful, as in how playable, how good the game is.
Well, that's all EA cares about is money.
Yeah, it says that EA Battlefield 4 sales were unaffected by quality issues. So that's why they say that it was actually successful. But it wasn't.
Well, maybe if Battlefield they pay for that guy's suit during E3 conferences, they'd have more money to spend on development.
Wasn't that Sony? That,
wow, that is just... Battlefield 4 was not affected by quality issues. Like, we don't give a F what the freaking quality is, as long as we make our money. That's basically what they just said.
I can't find... I'm sorry, Jeremy, were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, like, does DICE have any way to respond to these allegations?
That would be like saying your boss said,
yeah,
hey, I didn't do a good job.
Like, it's almost like EA is just dumping all the blame on them because they know they can't really respond, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really say anything until you're not under them anymore. Then it's like, they did this.
Yeah, I feel like the truth will come out if they ever split from them.
Now, DICE, obviously, DICE, the game, it runs fine now. Everything's been okay since I think December is when they basically came out and said that we're going to put everything on the back burner and focus on fixing Battlefield 4. So the game is fine. I actually think you can get it pretty cheap now. So if you still haven't played Battlefield 4 and have been waiting to get the game, now is a pretty good time to get it. Of course, now that Battlefield 5 is coming out, which is...
Plus Battlefield Hardline.
Plus Battlefield Hardline, yes.
Yes.
And so hard.
Oh, there goes another one. And then... crap, I lost my train of thought.
Because it was hard.
Yeah, because it was so hard. We can still expect quality games to come from DICE, I think. We got to play some of Hardline. Obviously, that game's not done by DICE.
As long as they don't rush Battlefront, man.
It'll be interesting to see how the Battlefield 5 launches. Because if it has like the same problems as Battlefield 4, then we can expect Battlefield launches to be bad from now on.
Launches in general.
Right. You know, if Battlefield 5 experiences the same low quality launch as Battlefield 4 did, that's going to majorly affect future Battlefield games.
Well, God, I hope not, because I love Battlefield and it's like the only game that can give Call of Duty any sort of competition. And I really hope this doesn't affect like the future games at all. I mean, I'm such a huge fan of the Bad Company series, and all I really want right now is just another Bad Company game, but I want it to be good.
Good point. If their games are better, then it'll force Call of Duty to improve their gameplay as well.
Yeah. Or if Battlefield just completely fails, then Call of Duty's just going to say, all right, whatever, let's just take things as usual and cash.
Haven't they already done that?
Very true. So, Microsoft, speaking of publishers, they say that they're going to continue support the games for live Windows Live service. Now, this is basically the service that supports DRM games like Dark Souls, which kind of is an issue, especially if you own a game on separate consoles like Ian, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What is the issue that you had?
Well, I'm playing Dark Souls on my PC because I just put it on Steam, but I also have it on my X because it was free. But my wife signed into my Xbox account and signed me out of my PC version because the Windows Live service is connected to your Xbox Live service.
Right. Which is ridiculous.
And it's very annoying.
It's like having Xbox Live on your computer.
Yeah, but it's just more awful.
So what are y'all's take on DMR or, oh my gosh.
DRM.
DRM.
DMR. DMR was a pretty good weapon in Halo 4. I think in Reach it was better.
But
shot, baby.
So what are y'all's take on DRM games? Do you think that it's necessary? Do you think it should just be done away with? Like, it's a good way to fight piracy?
Before anybody talks, I think that the biggest problem I had with it was we all bought games on Steam during the summer sale.
Mm-hmm.
Steam is a DRM. So anybody that complains and, oh, I hate DRMs, Steam is a DRM. So shut up before you go on your rant. But when you have two DRMs in a game, that's ridiculous.
Especially for something like Windows, Microsoft, whatever. What is it called? Like
Games for Windows Live. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know what it's called because it's crappy and I don't use it.
Does anybody
especially own... when you have a Games for Windows Live DRM inside of a Steam DRM and it's like, oh, I have to A, remember what the hell this Games for Windows Live ID is because I don't use it ever. Or B, you have to create a whole new thing because nobody ever freaking uses it and it's crappy.
But one thing I want to know is I don't own any EA games on Steam. Is Origin on Steam as well? Like if you bought Dead Space or...
I have Alice Madness Returns. I have it on Steam and I have it on Origin. It's separate.
I have The Walking Dead on Origins and on Steam, basically. Like... it's kind
of
weird.
You can launch it through Steam or you can launch it through Origin. Okay, you don't have to launch it through both.
Yeah, you don't have to sign into both.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the annoyance with this is you have to do both.
Yeah, you have two of them running at the exact same time.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with DRM. I understand what it's for and what the need is, but to have two of them, why can't somebody else just take over and let Steam use it or something?
I have a certain problem with certain DRMs. Like, okay, Steam is fine these days. We used to have a problem with
Steam. Everyone used to hate Steam and everybody seems to forget that.
Yeah. So we used to like hate Steam, but now because Steam is so stable, their servers are so stable, we never have a problem with Steam hardly ever. So that DRM is very unobtrusive. But then you have DRMs like the launch of SimCity, where nobody could get on the SimCity servers for like a week after you pre-ordered the game and were supposed to get girly access, and you couldn't even play it a week after the game launch went live.
I heard girly access as well.
I want girly access.
Josh, did you want girly access? And you didn't get it.
Oh, give me that access.
Yeah, give me that access. I did want girly access, and I did not get it. She said no to my rock hard penis.
Oh my god.
Once again, so rock hard.
Like rock simulator rock hard.
Rock hard.
Real quick, I just realized we keep tossing out the word DRM. For people who don't know what that means, it's digital rights management. And basically that means it's how the publisher can control piracy, basically. It keeps you online.
It's an anti-piracy tool.
Yeah. That's different.
And which I believe it's important. So
I mean but the problem was with SimCity was the DRM was, oh, you always have to be logged into our servers, but then they had no servers. Yeah. Nobody could play it. It's like they had an old Mac in the basement that they put all the Sim servers on.
Phil, did you not turn on the server? Oh.
Did you turn on the Mac or not, dude?
You had one job.
Eating through the wires.
You had one job, Phil.
I think that DRMs are good, especially when piracy is so prevalent nowadays, and it kind of sucks because, like, I know this isn't a game, but the movie Kick-Ass, they're not coming out with a Kick-Ass 3 because of
possibly
because last year Kick-Ass 2 was the most pirated movie of 2013, and the same thing can be said for video games. How many video games do you think, or how many sequels do you think that we didn't get because people were pirating the game so much?
See, I don't agree with that. I mean, on average, piracy doesn't really affect
Thrones. It doesn't affect high level things. Is it just there's too many people watching that or too many people buying that?
You know,
but for smaller developers and they get pirated, it's going to affect them. There's no way you can say it's not.
When the Wolverine came out, they actually did a kind of a test. They put it out on purpose. They already knew they were going to make a lot of money. They put it out on purpose to be pirated like 2 weeks before the movie came out or something like that. They projected that, or they came up with the fact that they lost $15 million because of it. That's a lot of money.
I believe it.
I'd like to point something out real quick.
I mean that could have been.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, with Netflix and Gamefly and Hulu Plus and all these other services, I mean, really, for maybe $30 a month, you can have access to, like, all the movies and games you want. So I think, you know, moving forward into the future, we'll probably see piracy decline because of services like that. That's just what I think.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
I think some of the piracy technology, like especially the always online crap, for people, and we've talked about this before, and this is very prevalent in the United States. People that don't have good internet connections, it hurts a lot because you can't play the game because you don't have a good internet connection or you don't have one at all. And so, like, it limits, like, what games you can play, especially now where almost every single game is always online because of one piracy, because of one DMR or another.
DMR, huh?
I got you saying it now.
DRM, yeah.
Battle rifle.
That don't have a good internet connection, it severely affects the way they can, like, what games they can play. There's barely anything you can play anymore, almost. You go to, there's a specific DRM site that sells games that are for no DRM on them. And there's, like, literally no new games on that site. There are a bunch of older games. So if you don't have an internet connection, or you know, or your internet connection is very spotty, like I used to have a very spotty internet connection, probably like 10 years
ago.
You
can still play most games like Steam, even if you have a crappy internet connection. Because I know I used to play it on dial-up.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, 10 years ago. Which
that you can't count 10 years ago.
No. What I'm saying, I know, but I'm saying 10 years ago, I had a very, very crappy internet, and that same situation still happens today in small towns. Like if I move back to that town, it would be the exact same. So what I'm saying is there were times when I would not have internet for an entire day on a regular basis.
This is as of August 19th, 2013. 60 million Americans don't use the internet, okay? So you're telling me there's that many people who are gamers that don't have access to an internet and they can't play their game because of a DRM? That's crap.
I'm just saying it causes problems. And I'm not saying, like, always online is bad, because I mean, honestly, yeah, it's a must for, you know, not getting your game pirated. But it's also a, like, rubbing your shoulders the wrong way or something for a lot of people because of spotty internet connections or no internet connection at all, and you want to play games. I'm just saying, like, I don't necessarily agree with a lot of DRM methods, but unfortunately it's a must.
It is a necessary evil. I personally think that they should try to come up with a different DRM. I almost said DMR again. DRM
single
model.
Shot rifle.
God, dude, that's, I'm gonna keep zoom. Saying that. But I definitely think that they should come up with a different method because it's just too inconvenient for I mean, there's out of that 60 million people,
they're all old people. That's what the article says. I'm dead serious. It's from the Washington Post. It says they're all elderly people or older ones
waiting to die.
Hey, so when I'm that age, I am so gonna be gaming 24/7.
If you still have your eyesight.
It's okay, just put it closer.
He's got gonna like, play. He's gonna be like one of those binoculars
members that can't do anything.
Oh my gosh.
He's gonna be like, I have really bad eyesight. I have to wear these like ginormous glasses.
I'll have to show you guys again. I'll have to show you guys this video. There's this like 90-year-old woman playing Grand Theft Auto, and they recorded her.
Oh god,
dude, it was hilarious. Yeah,
I've seen that.
She's like trash talking to everybody. I mean, anyway. So, what was our main point again?
I have no idea.
Something about the DMR a lot. Live.
Oh yeah,
and the DMR.
It's a double-edged sword. Whatever. I still think they should come up with a different method. But for right now, I guess it's what we're going to deal with at the moment.
Microsoft just needs to let games for Windows Live die and go for Steam.
What about the games you support? Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Port them to Steam, man.
What happens if Steam doesn't take them? What are we going to do?
What games do you have for Games for Windows Live?
Dark Souls.
But that could easily just be done for Steam.
No, so, somebody. What happens if nobody takes it? Then it's gone.
Steam already has it. You just have to sign in with Steam and Games for Windows Live.
What part of this are you not understanding? I have it on Steam. I'm also have to use the Windows DRM to use it.
Josh, you know how Watch Dogs, we have to use Uplay?
That's true. Uplay's stupid too.
So with Steam, you have to use Uplay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's another example. People are bashing Windows Live and Uplay is doing the same thing.
I complain about it when I've downloaded Watch Dogs. I was complaining about it for like 4 days.
Windows Live sucks balls.
And I didn't want to use Ubisoft either. And I was complaining about it.
Ubisoft is Uplay.
Or Uplay. I didn't want to use Uplay.
DMR! But
whatever. It's just...
So, Jeremy, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, like, you don't always have to, you know, restrict piracy by, you know, putting all these... you know, locks and codes on your games. You could provide incentives that make people want to buy the game. Like, I know a lot of Japanese RPGs will package their games with these little extras, you know, figurines, posters, stuff like that. Maybe if the developers took more of a stance towards encouraging people to buy the games by, you know, packaging them with all these physical extras, maybe they could go that route.
If you buy Halo 6, you get a naked Cortana statue.
Oh, God, I would buy Halo 6.
And then everyone would buy it.
Yep. The only problem with that is we already have that system, except for, you can buy Watch Dogs for $60, or you can buy Watch Dogs for $120 and get this 10-inch statue of... the dude from Watch Dogs. It's become a problem, actually, that, like, I can see that stance working if they included things for free in the $60 version of the game.
Yeah.
But they've started doing this whole thing where, like, Call of Freaking Duty did this thing where it was like, spend an extra $200 and get this pair of night vision goggles and this watch and
so you can spy
this fake pistol and, you know, crap like that. It's become a problem that
you spent $200 wisely.
If your neighbor is Cortana.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Hey, Jen Taylor.
Steamy in my pants.
Before we move on to other news, Ian, we should go ahead and do your tech mechs.
Do you still have
your notes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I just tune out for this segment?
Yeah.
Can I just watch Dollhouse while he's talking?
Yes. Sure.
Thank you.
All right.
That's the one with
Alicia Dix. It was done by Whedon, who we all know and love.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
I would have kept watching if I knew that. Thank you.
Now there's only two seasons, so you could catch up with it.
I'd watch it for Eliza Dix.
Dushku.
Hey, whoa, watch your mouth, Lance.
All right, Ian, take it away with your Tex-Mex.
Yes, my tech segment. of the week. Okay, the Core i7 Haswell E platform launch date, supposedly, this is old news kind of, so bear with me, has supposedly been revealed. It will be the Intel X99 Express chipset. And it will support DDR4 memory, which I've kind of mentioned back and forth in my old tech segments. But supposedly it's going to be around sometime in September, maybe October. So anybody wanting to build like a really awesome enthusiast gaming build, or just you're a content creator and you need to put out more crap and you need to render more files, I would totally wait for Haswell E. It's going to be awesome.
That's basically something I would need.
Yes. If I had the money, I would buy you Haswell E when it comes out.
That's so sweet. I'll remember that when you have the money.
When I have the money, which will, you know, be never. All right. The NVIDIA GTX 880 and 870 release date has been pushed to the quarter four of this year, which again kind of falls around the Intel area. It's sometime around fall.
Do you know what the
most likely? I don't see them hitting it fall. They're probably going to hit around the holiday season, you know, to get more sales. And this is just a rumor. This is not confirmed. But supposedly the GTX 880 will be cheaper than GTX 780 right now. But that sounds like a load of bull.
Wait, isn't the 880, depending on the second
GTX
number...
The GTX 880Ms are out.
The mobile
version. The 800 series Ms are out on laptops right now.
Okay, so the 880 is cheaper than the 780
last gen. Supposedly.
What?
Big, big question mark.
Do you know the price by any chance?
The GTX 780 right now stands around $500.
Well, okay. What? So the 880 is supposedly lower than that.
Yeah, that's supposedly. Nice. There's no way they're going to do that.
I hope so. Pray.
So it's going to be using their new Maxwell architecture. I don't know much about it other than the GTX 750 Ti that came out in February of this year does use the Maxwell architecture. And while that's not an awesome card, it has a very low TDP, so it uses like almost no power, and you get a lot of performance. So I don't know, maybe for those Steam boxes that we'll never see, that'll be really good for. I kind of didn't want to talk about this, but I'll talk about it anyway. I don't know if anybody saw the Steam Boy project during the E3 convention. Did any of you guys know anything about it?
It sounds very familiar, but I don't think I saw anything.
Like, I saw an article about it. I was like, whoa, I don't remember seeing this. So I don't know.
What is it?
It's basically a handheld device that will support the Steam platform, the Linux version of Steam.
Right. That's cool.
You know, the same way as the 3DS or the Vita, but it will not, by looking at the specs, it will not have the power of you know, a regular Steam machine, of course, because it is a portable device, and it is not supported by Valve, so not really sure how many games will be playable on that. So we'll just have to wait and see on that.
That's called the Steam Box.
Yeah, well, it's like a Steam Box just in your hands.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of the Steam Box, Jeremy?
No, I've never heard of this. At first, I thought he said Steam Boy, and I thought he was talking about the anime.
Can finish your segment, and then we'll go into the Steam boxes after.
Okay, I only have one last thing. AMD updated their Raptor app, which, if you have a new, oh my god, I'm going to forget the name of their cards right now. one of their new cards, like a a 270X or a Radeon 280, 290, 290X. It has a Raptor app. And basically, they're going to be doing the same thing NVIDIA has for Shadowplay. They're updating their H.264 support, which will allow you to stream to Twitch and won't have a lot of impact on your CPU. Instead, your GPU, your graphics card, will take most of that hit instead of your CPU. And also, they'll have a game DVR that automatically records the past 10 minutes of your gameplay, guaranteeing that you can save your best moments if you forgot to start recording manually, which
that's really cool.
NVIDIA does the same thing.
Yeah.
But some of the things on the forums have said that the Raptor app is working better than Shadowplay, but you know, you got to be iffy about these things. Fanboys like to hype things up. So I'm just glad that the AMD cards now help with streaming, because that was a big factor for me building a new build, was to go NVIDIA so I could help with streaming. Now their cards do the same. So, and that's it.
Awesome. We have about 5 minutes left. So you guys want to get in about the Steam boxes, or do you just want to brush over best games you don't have to pay for?
I'd like to talk about how Dark Souls isn't actually a game, and it's more like a torture device.
Oh, whoa, yeah. Dark Souls is the best thing to happen to gaming since gaming.
Okay. Maybe if you're a sadist.
Well, it is very hard and painful and agonizing to play, but you get so much out of it.
I downloaded the game since it was free with gold. I got about 30 minutes into it, and I came upon two skeletons wielding swords, and they treated me like the new guy in jail.
Yep.
Three hits and I was done.
One problem with that game is, remember back in the old days where games were hard and we had to go online to figure out how to play them, or someone better than us played it before us and showed us the way? Yeah, that's this game. You went to an area that's way, way above your level.
Actually,
but yeah, it's like in the beginner level. You just went
like
the wrong way.
It's like an old-fashioned... You have to look up your walkthroughs and your forums and all that stuff. Yeah.
And it's hard because there's a lot of story elements that you don't want spoiled. So it's like, do I really want to read the walkthrough, or do I just want to wing it?
So basically, I shouldn't have come upon the two skeletons yet.
Yes, you went the wrong way.
Crap.
If you went to the two skeletons that are at the graves,
yes.
Wrong way. Go the other way.
Where is like the map or the guide?
There is no map.
That's the fun of the game.
Wow. Thanks,
it's old school.
You can get pain in any direction, any way you want.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
At least I beat the abyssal demon, right?
There you go. Like some people haven't.
What, Josh. Really?
Yeah, dude, I was playing. I haven't tried it again because I don't have an Xbox controller. I'm going to wait until I can get an Xbox controller for my PC. But yeah, I totally played, a night or something? And I was just getting my butt owned by that thing like over and over again. So I kind of gave up until I got a controller.
It's funny because my second playthrough, I almost beat it with my broken sword. And I'm like, he's on the phone to me going, dude, it's too hard. I'm like, oh, well, I'm like killing it with a sword that does like one damage. So bad.
I think the strategy is you just get close and start rolling around on the floor.
It does a Yoshi butt bomb. You got to be careful.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my knight, I don't know. I was using a mouse and keyboard, which, dude, the controls suck for a mouse and keyboard. So yeah, I got to get a controller, and I'll probably remake a character that's a little bit faster than my slow-ass knight.
It's like you need a support group just to beat this game. Like,
you do, man. You need like a forum being like, don't give up. Don't surrender.
It's like a bunch of people sitting around in chairs in a circle, and they're like, yeah, man, two skeletons killed me. And then everyone like hugs them.
Well, guys, that is our show for tonight. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you.
No problem.
And you guys, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Ragefoot Radio and Twitter at MLR Ragefoot Radio. And don't forget to watch us on Twitch at Ragefoot Radio. Have a good night, everyone.